The feather was all I could see, and I felt numb. Nobody else saw it. Nobody would believe me if I told them, but I knew. I knew where it came from. It belonged to the owl. That night was a restless one for me, the first of many. It was a long time before I could sleep comfortably again, because that was the night when it first paid me a visit, in the moonlight. I could just make it out. It was perched on a tree branch just outside my bedroom window, a large and striking great horned owl. Entirely silver in appearance. Even its beak and talons were sort of a dull gray. I couldn't see its eyes as they were sunken in dark hollows. Its crown feathers hung at a lazy slant, and it didn't make the fidgety gestures you would expect from a bird. Its only movement came from an occasional slight twitch, or a light rustling of its feathers in the breeze. It never moved an inch, never made a sound, and it never looked away. It stared through my window directly at me the entire night. I've seen it outside my window every night since. Sometimes it's on my windowsill where I can see its every feather. Sometime across the street in a neighboring tree, but always near enough where I can see it. It was there when I lost my virginity, and I lay awake staring at it as my partner for the night slept soundly in my embrace. It was there during the first night I spent in my first apartment. An apartment in downtown Los Angeles, far from where anyone would expect to see such a bird. It was there on my wedding night, watching me from the window of our new home while I held my bride close. It was there on the night my wife gave birth to our first son, and I caught a glimpse of it from the corner of my eye, staring at me from the waiting room's small window. Once I was hospitalized overnight with a terrible flu. The rooms had no windows, but I knew the owl was watching. I could feel it. It was perched outside in some nearby tree as always, peering at me through the walls. It had always been there, whether or not I think to look for it, always waiting patiently. Waiting for what, I didn't know. Truth be told, I still don't know. Never a hoot nor a screech. It never moves and it never looks away. In the latter years of my life, I think I began to understand my grandfather a little better. I understood why he told us those stories, why he tried to make us believe in the owl. I found myself doing the same for my grandchildren. He must have believed, just as I had, that he wouldn't have to feel so alone if someone else knew. It was a quiet call for help. I can't tell you how much sleep I've lost to the dreadful sight of the owl over the years, but I eventually learned to cope. The thing about being haunted is that you just adjust to it, but you never really get used to it. Does that make sense? Things wouldn't seem quite right if it wasn't there as usual, but it's always nagging you in the back of your mind. You can never ignore it, even if you want to. So instead, you try to live with it. You try to make peace with it, and it becomes a routine. For a while, I even tried to interact with the owl, though I don't know what compelled me. Perhaps I wanted to understand the thing, or just to see it do something, anything, other than sit there in silence and stare at me. Maybe I'd teach it some tricks to fetch my slippers or deliver letters. The thought made me laugh. I would often approach the window to open it, thinking maybe I could pet the bird, but it always fluttered away into the shadows before I got too close. Not for long, though. It would always return once I gave it an acceptable amount of space. Sometimes I would place a chair across the window, at a distance the owl allowed, of course. I would sit in that chair and talk to the bird, telling it about my day, my troubles, and my dreams. Sometimes I'd tell it jokes, though I knew it would never laugh. I had hoped the owl was listening, or maybe that it would respond somehow. It never did. It just sat perfectly still, as always, watching me patiently. The owl has been my strange companion, even during these final days of my life. It has never left me, no matter how much I wish that it would. I've been sick lately, and I don't have much time left. The nurses know it. The other residences know it, and I think the owl knows it too. Since I became ill, around the time of my birthday, last week, its behavior has changed. It has begun to move, an anxious little shuffle, and it tilts its head from time to time in that impossible way unique to an owl. I can see its eyes now, dull amber beads and pupils wide with anticipation. I think I've even seen it smiling, if you can imagine an owl's lipless version of the expression. I dare not imagine what it means, though I think I can guess. I can see it outside my window, even as I write this story. I sat down at this table to tie up any loose ends, to go over my last will and testament one more time, and maybe write a few letters to loved ones before I lose the chance. Instead, I choose to write about the owl. I just want someone, even if only one person, to know the truth. In the end, I only have one question on my mind. Will someone find the feather in my casket too? I hope it isn't my grandson. I hope he didn't believe the stories. Or he may be the owl's next obsession.